Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited to introduce a new friend today, somebody who stepped up and took action when we did our Assets Are Sexy events, that I want to be part of it. And I'm very impressed with her background. Kristen Kingsbury is everything real estate. You know, I read part of Keller Williams, but then she also has a development company. She has a fix and flip investment company. I mean, she does just about everything. Plus, what I love is she educates others about the importance of building passive income. And on top of all of that, she has the best job in the world. She's the mother of two and happily married. And we were just talking, she's here in Arizona as I am, and she has a ranch as well. So we've been talking about that. But Kristen, tell us a little bit the rest of the story about Kristen. How did you get started? The little Kristen, and then how you got into real estate to begin with.
Sure. So the little Kristen, I think, you know, my grandmother is 94 and she has owned a brokerage in Flagstaff, Arizona for my entire life. So I joke that I was raised in a real estate office, but I joke, but it was actually real. lots and lots of hours spent there. She was kind of, when I was a kid, I wasn't in the easiest household, and she was kind of my safe space, and we were in a household that, you know, the church would deliver meals to because we needed that, and she was always, I looked at her, and she had raised six kids on her own. She had gotten into real estate. She had built lots of wealth through real estate and really built millionaires of her children through real estate. And I felt like in watching her, she did it all on her own, like as one human influencing others. And I just was always super impressed by that. So when I watched her in the real estate industry, I said, I'll never do that. Those people never get a day off work. They work all the time. I think, you know, Christmas Day, she was out showing houses. It just was always part of what we did. And I said, I'd never do it. And yet the day I turned 18, my grandfather had passed away years before, and he had this piece of property that he had left for me, out by that ranch we were just talking about. And I said to myself, you know what? The market is booming. I want to go make an investment. So when I turned 18, I sold that land and put a down payment on a house. And it's addicting. Once you do it, you can't stop. And so that was in Lake Havasu, probably in, I think it was about 19, actually. It was like 2009. Put tenants in that house. They gave me a mortgage. I didn't even have a job. That was back when lending was crazy. And they gave me a mortgage on a brand new house that I had built. And I was smart enough to know I needed somebody else to pay that mortgage because I didn't have a job. So I put roommates in there, and they paid that mortgage off. I sold that house and made more than probably any 19-year-old kid should do. And from that moment on, I was addicted and I just couldn't stop. And so I started looking at things as investment opportunities everywhere that I would go.
But you also expanded it because you also have a heart for at-risk kids, and you have a real passion for helping others. And particularly, you know, I don't know whether we haven't talked about this, but my guess is you are a perfect role model for women who want to work from home and want to have something that allows them to have more time with their kids. So share a little bit about your passions as it relates to the nonprofit side, and a little bit more about what you do to help others.
Sure. So being an at-risk kid, I remember two teachers talking in the hallway and saying, you know, that little girl's got a great personality. It's too bad that she's in the house that she is, because she'll probably never grow up to be anything. And I just from like, I think I was in fourth grade, and I remember the two teachers that said that. And I'm one of those people that's like, you tell me I can't, and I absolutely will. And so, you know, that stuck with me since fourth grade. I always remember my teachers thinking, like, she's never going to amount to anything because of her circumstances. And so it always kind of lit a fire under me. And when brain block, like I totally lost my train of thought. But okay, so back to my grandmother, I never want to be in real estate. They work too much, yada, yada, yada. I actually went to school because I bought that house. I had to finish college. I was the first one to graduate from high school, and I needed to finish my college degree as well. And so I moved to that location because of that house. And I was studying biology, and they said, nope, sorry, you can only have a nursing or a teaching degree. So by accident, I became a teacher. But God knew that that was my, that would be my passion, and that I would actually be good at it, because he has a sense of humor. And he placed me there with two options, because those were not the options I was entertaining at the time. So I finished my education degree, moved out here to Arizona, or to Prescott, Arizona, to be in better weather, bought a house, and now I had this education degree. I got into teaching middle school, and I'll never forget my first day of school, and I hate to tell this story, but this is just the way it went. There was a kid that was in an at-risk home, really troubled kid, and the first thing that they told me is, if this kid bullies you, we can get him kicked out of our school. And I was like, oh no. Not on my dime. Like, I will save that kid. We're going to make something of him. And so I just have always had that heart that the kids that were kind of like I was when I was a child, I would hear these teachers say these things. And I thought, nope, not on my watch. I'm going to watch them move mountains, watch them do great things with their lives. And so those were always the kids that I just wanted to kind of take under my wing and show them, like, I've done something with my life, you can too. And so because of that, like, I've just always been a magnet for kids like that. And spending some time teaching in the middle school, I built relationships in the school district. And I realized there's a huge need for these kids to understand money, because a lot of what puts them at risk is a lack of, whether it's income or a lack of good money habits in families. And so from being kind of in that environment, I thought to myself, look what I know how to do in real estate. What if I could teach these kids to break generational curses and put them into places that would literally change the life of generations after them? And so it is just what fuels my fire, that I can take a kid that a teacher didn't think would make it and really make them, you know, help them to just build empires and create awesome lives.
I love it. Tell me I can't and I'll find a way to do it, right? Yeah. and we actually, I should get you connected with Angela. You know, we've done work with Scottsdale School District and school districts all over the state with at-risk kids using our Thrive Time for Teens board game, which teaches time and money management. And it's amazing what these kids come up with. And, you know, they play the game and they go, my parents need to play this game. Why aren't they teaching me this in school? This is what I need to know. So we definitely need to introduce you to the Thrive Time for Teens game, because it was developed to level the playing field, because we're not teaching kids about money in school. And I'm certainly moving everything I can to get that to happen. But in the meantime, the only way kids can have an opportunity is to get that education outside of school. But if we can get it in the schools, at least we can level the playing field, and every child might have the equal opportunity to succeed.
Yeah.
So I applaud what you're doing. I can imagine. I mean, middle school would give me nightmares as a parent, let alone as a teacher. So, you know, yeah. my hat and my heart is off to you. Those kids are very lucky to know you and to have your passion. And I love the not on my watch piece. We need more people like you, definitely.
Oh, so. I appreciate that.
So for the people that are watching or listening, it could be a man or a woman, that's saying, yeah, easy for her to say, she had, you know, she grew up in it with her grandmother, but you know, you help a lot of people just entering the world of real estate. So share a little bit about, you can do it too.
Yeah. You know, it actually was in some ways a detriment watching Grandma all these years, because I watched how hard she worked and I watched the hours that she worked. And so in some ways, I didn't even want to get into it because of that. On the flip side of that, I've got a gal, so I run a real estate team here in Prescott, and I've got a young gal on my team, and the enthusiasm and the energy of like, I don't know what to do, just tell me and I'll go take action, is super fun for me to coach and train. But really relationships, real estate or wealth building, all of it is just about relationships. It's all about how do you help other people win? And if you don't know something, we're in a world where YouTube has all kinds of information. There's a book on every topic. I mean, it wasn't necessarily that I was taught real estate. It was that it sparked my interest, and I went out there and found the resources to educate myself. And so in a day like today, it really doesn't matter if you have no background. There is so much education available to you, and there's mentorships and people that you can place yourself in their world, or you can read their books and listen to the podcast like you're doing, you know, you're putting this out there. This is a resource for them to go train themselves if they weren't born in a real estate office.
Yep. Well, and I love the fact you're involved in multiple different aspects of real estate. One of the things I do educate people though, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but you know, I said, you know, become good at one thing before you start the second thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people go out and they try to do commercial and residential and raw land, and you know, they're all very unique and different. So what kind of advice do you give someone for how to get started?
I always say, you know, let's look at and let's ask lots of questions and let's look at your natural talents. So if we can go back and we can identify what you're naturally good at, some people are numbers people and they're great at sitting down presentations and showing people profitability. Other people are great at relationships and networking out in the world. So I go back to, let me know who you are. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let me get to know who you really are so that I can help you identify what your natural talents are. And then let's go that direction. And I totally agree with you. I think in this industry, we are blasted with buy this product, do this thing. This one works for me. And the fact of the matter is the only thing that works is the thing that you're going to do consistently. And that's probably what's natural to you, your natural talent.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. I mean, my husband and I did a fix and flip with a friend where I was the money person and she did it, and it was beautiful. It was a great experience. But most of everything else I've done has been in buy and hold, because I believe in income producing assets. So it's like, you know, put all that effort and then sell it. And it's like, you got to start over again. So for me, it's all, you know, buy and hold and let it be a cash cow.
Yeah.
And there are times to sell. Luckily, we sold our apartment complexes in 2007. So somebody was looking over our shoulder. It was great. But so you're going to hang out with me because we're going to do another recording for the private Facebook group. And so all of you that are watching or listening, if you have not joined the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter private Facebook group, please do, because you're going to hear the rest of the story. But Kristen, if people want to know more about you or find you, how would they go about doing that?
You know, you can email me at kingsburygroup@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook. I actually have two profiles, so make sure you get the one with my maiden name. It's Kristen McCracken Kingsbury, and I'm pretty darn responsive and quick to answer on that, so that's a good way to reach me.
Well, I want to thank you for what you're doing for the at-risk kids. I want to thank you for your energy and your enthusiasm, because I think a lot of young women need to have role models like yourself. I'm always looking for young women that are successful that can help others, because we, you know, there are a few of us that are getting a little up there in years. So it's always wonderful when I see somebody that's young and successful and giving back. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank everybody for watching and being part of this. And, you know, maybe you had a few ideas today. Don't let them just fall. Take action. Go out and do something about it. Learn a little bit about one aspect about real estate that might be, as Kristen said, something that is your sweet spot. So take action. That's all part of the personal success equation. Power of association is what Kristen said. Relationships I talk about, as well as taking action. So go out and have a blessed day. Thank you, Kristen. And thank you all for being part of this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.